When the Canadian government bought the controversial Trans Mountain pipeline from Kinder Morgan last year, it also bought a 69-mile-long spur that extends from the border and feeds Canadian crude to four Washington refineries. The state has now approved a new oil spill response plan for the spur, which has been operating since the 1950s. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
In September, Washington's Department of Ecology rejected the oil spill response plan for what's known as the Trans Mountain Puget Sound Pipeline. New ownership had triggered a new update to the plan, and Sandy Howard, a spokeswoman with Ecology, says the revised update corrects earlier deficiencies.
You know, every time these plans are updated, they're stronger, they're more stringent, they're more protective, and in particular, this plan calls out the heavy tar sands sorts of oils that that pipeline carries, and it's got steps in place should we have a spill of that nature.
She says the new plan is guided in part by the state's Stronger Oil Transportation Safety Act passed last year. In addition to quicker response for tar sand spills, the plan takes into account the state's priorities for protecting endangered salmon and orca whales. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.